around the world in 80 days, around the world in one way. To God be the glory for the whole growth story. Greatness reached over oppression through wisdom. Growing up in God, pass me the side. I love you. God bless you on this happy Sunday, which is a holiday, Easter. He is risen. Amen. Somebody said he is risen, but he is not here. He is risen, but he is not here. Maybe he is not here, but the Holy Spirit is here, my dear. And the Holy Spirit is within us all to do the right thing. When he left, he said, I leave you the comforter, the Holy Spirit, to comfort you and guide you down here as we walk through the valley of the shadow of death. It's been incredible. It's been a journey. And I'm standing back here in my hometown. I just got back off a trip. I just went back to the motherland. And I wanted to record while I was in the motherland. I did. But I was there. I was growing and lifting some others to grow. And what they don't know is what they will know as we grow. I just got back a couple days ago. I'm a poet and I know it. To God be the glory. And I'm going to tell you something. When you got God, when you have God, think the unthinkable. Dream the undreamable. And believe the unbelievable. Because I sit back now and I just can't believe it. I just can't believe that this is my life. From a life of oppression to a journey to growth. And honey, I'm just like these trees I'm looking at. I'm rising to reach my greatness. Branching off into righteousness. Just like you see a tree, it don't just grow up into one stalk. A tree starts to branch off. And it branches off, it's steady reaching for the light. Just steady going straight up. Rising to reach its greatness. It is. These trees start from something little, something small. A seed. And then they grow taller than you and me. They grow up high, way up to the sky, up to greatness. And I just thank God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. To God be the glory. I'm so happy. God is moving and doing some different things. And honey, I realize this. I know that it's up to me. I can sit back and wait on somebody else. I say, well, I'm waiting on so-and-so. Well, I got to see what they're going to do. You know, I done tried and I done counted on some other folks and I done asked some other folks. I done paid other folks. But it's up to me. I got to finish this. I got to finish this book and it's almost done. It really is. It's almost done. I finished this little mini version of it, but I'm coming out with the actual book. And in the book, it's going to have some inspirational stories and I'm coming with the truth and the proof. And I want you to know something. I want you to know that no matter what your beliefs, I respect your beliefs. I do. But behind your beliefs, I want you to understand something. I want you to understand this fact, that God is love. And religion is all about money and control. Let us be spiritual in the eyes of God, because we are to worship God in truth and in spirit. We are not to be of this impression that we live under sin. For all sin and fall short of the glory of God. Okay, right? Really? So you mean to tell me that I'm just supposed to be down here doing whatever I want to do, and then when I get tired of doing wrong, then I just walk over here. Well, God, I'm ready. Forgive me. Go back, do it again. Because I know God going to forgive me. I'm just going to keep on going over here, branching off into the wrong direction. Just like you see this tree, its branches growing straight up, but you got one branch that's going another way, bending backwards. Next thing you know, it breaks off and falls to the ground. We want to keep branching up to righteousness. We want to keep reaching for the light. That means reaching towards God. And then we're going to keep on growing. We're going to keep on rising up to reach our greatness. Just like that great tree. You look up, wow, look at that tree. Man, that tree tall. Man, that's a great mountain. Can't try. Some folks try to climb the mountain. Don't even make it up there. Trying to climb this great mountain. Mountain so great you just want to get up on top of it and climb it. Well, be that mountain. Don't keep doing wrong. What justification is there to do wrong in the eyes of God and then turn around and go pray about it? None whatsoever. That's religion telling you he gonna forgive. Go back, do it again. He gonna forgive. Go back, do it again. You know, you playing this game with God. God is not to be played with. God is not to be mocked. We ought to do the right thing. If you want the right thing to follow you, that's just like I told you. It's just like being lost. Keep making them wrong turns. You ain't coming up out of there because you steady making wrong turns. You're not making a right turn to get up out of there. Do right. And then you come, next thing you know, you up out of there. Because you were down ground zero with no hero. But here come God, reeling you in, bringing you up out of another one. Because God chose you. God ordained you. You ain't got to wait on man. Well, I got to, these people over here, I'm waiting on them. They're supposed to ordain me. God already ordained you. You are already called. You are a prophet. You have been called by God. You need to tell somebody. You are a prophet called by God. You got to show them in your actions. You got to show them change. See, because you see them doing wrong, and then you keep doing wrong. Because that's how it is sometimes. People see wrong, and then they do wrong. Then it catches them up. You have a good person, and they round so much wrong, and there they go. They up. What happened to little JoJo? He used to be so sweet, so kind. Yeah, he got caught up with them. But see, little JoJo, you know, got to grow. That's what we all got to do. And we got to learn that we got to stop hurting ourselves. We got to stop hating one another. We got to be the change because we won't change. And that's why I'm a keep on pushing. Dun, 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 dun. Hallelujah. I'm going to tell you something. This morning, I was sitting outside a store, getting ready to go, had got in the car, getting ready to go, putting stuff in there and just, you know, get myself together. And I'm sitting there for a second, and the people had came out, and they got in the car. And they started up, but I could hear the song playing. Out of all the songs in the world, wasn't nothing but God. Out of all the songs in the world, because see, God will give me a sign, tell me, okay, it's time. Come on, I need you to do this, do that, do that. See, because we are guided by the Spirit. But the song that they was playing, the song that came on when she started up the car, keep on pushing. Dun, 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 dun. It was at that part right there this morning. I'm here to tell you God is moving. I'm here to tell you there is a God. The woman told me. I'm going to tell you, it's just been crazy. Because people tell you, no, you ain't going to do it. You can't. I want to tell you so bad. It's just how good God is, honey. I'm just busting at the seams. She said, you can't get to Nigeria. You ain't going to be able to go this time. You got this, that, and the other. But God said, grow. And when I got up again and went to her, she said, come on. Let's go. Let's grow. She didn't say let's grow, but that's me. She said, come on. Your plane about to leave. and I'm stressing and worrying about her and what she said and what she did, because she made me worry and stress about what was going to happen in Nigeria and what they was going to do. And when I got off the plane, as I was disembarking off the plane, I ain't never heard this. And I didn't got off many planes, but they started playing music. And I was kind of, you know, I really don't worry, but I do. I pray, I meditate, and it seemed like I'm worrying because I'm thinking on it so much. But I really try not to worry. I just give it over to God, but I'm still going to think on it. I'm going to pray on it. You know, I'm not going to let it interfere with anything I got to do, but I'm praying on it. I'm with you on this, Lord. I'm going to bring this to you, but I'm going to stay here with you. I'm bringing it to you, Lord. Like you say, bring it to God and leave it. I'm going to bring it to you, Lord, but I'm going to stay here with it because I'm waiting on an answer. I got my answer. As I was disembarking off the plane, they played a song. And the song said, soon as we pulled up to the gate, they opened up the door, turned the song on. Here it go. Don't worry, be happy. Don't worry, be happy. Ooh, 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 don't worry, be happy. So when I got off the plane and I went inside the airport, Murtala Muhammad Airport, there, went in there, everybody, you had to go through about 10 to 15 people. You had to stop and talk to all of them. And then what you doing? What you know, why you here? So you got to stop talking to these people, show them your passport and everything. Nobody gave me no problem like they did over here in St. Louis. They said, welcome to Nigeria. Enjoy your trip. Have fun. You know, don't worry, be happy. And that's exactly what happened. I didn't worry. I was happy. And then, you know, you just, people plant seeds and they make you think on some stuff, make you worry and make you stress. But see, we can't let people do us like that. We can't let people affect us, because see, I know what God said. As difficult and hard as it is, I just found something out there in the dirt. I mean, just unbelievable. I might have stepped on it. The tiniest little thing growing up out the ground. The tiniest little plant. It had two little tiny leaves on it. And I'm trying to put a picture up here. But two little tiny leaves, and it's growing up out the ground. In dirt. Ain't nothing else around it but dirt. Little brown plant trying to come up. Trying. No matter how hard it is. No matter what it looked like. Grow. Come on through. Break on through. Break on out. Come on up. Rise up. Get up. Lift up. Look up. And come up. Because see, we trying to get over. We ain't trying to get over on nobody. We trying to get over something. We trying to get over oppression. That's trying to bring us down. Anything that tries to oppress you. Because see, we were born to be alive. We are born to live. We are born to grow. We are born to rise. We are born to sow. Don't you know? We on the come up. Not we shall overcome, but we are overcoming. Honey, it was a beautiful time. Beautiful time I had in Africa. And guess what? Look, all my life, from the time that I was a young girl, old enough to remember, I just remember feeling incomplete. I felt like something was missing in my life. It was sad. I can't explain it, but I just felt like something was missing. And when I got to high school, Roots came out. And I just remember, I didn't know anything. I had no kind of inkling or nothing. Nothing about racism or hate. Because, you know, I in school, I went to a predominantly black school, but during elementary I had a couple of white friends. But it never, you know, I was never around any hate. I never even really read about it. I didn't know anything about it till Roots came out. And I began to put these pieces together, because even though Roots was a fictional story, it actually told a true story. It was based on a true story. And the horrors, actual horrors of slavery, they could never actually put in a movie. It's too horrible, the things that our ancestors went through. And they're our ancestors, because we are one love, one God who created us. We're brothers and sisters, all my children of God. So they are our ancestors. And then I realized it. I've been called a lot of colors. You know, when on my birth certificate, my father's race was Negro. He was Negro. My mother's race was Negro. So it made me a Negro, from Negro to Shiro. That's who I am, Negro to Shiro. But since then, I've graduated to some other names, Black and African-American. African-American, that one kind of stuck a little bit. African-American. And now, going back to my roots, back to Africa, I'm complete, I'm whole. I know what was missing. My history and herstory is over there. When I'm over there, I feel like I'm at home. I'm African American, but I'm African first. And I'm proud. I'm proud to be both. I'm proud to be African American. So yeah, you can put them two together. But before I became that, before I became Jacqueline, let me tell you who I am. I'm a child of God. I'm a child of the living God. And God told me to grow. Brian said that Paul said women should shut up, be seen and not heard. Don't talk, don't speak in the church. I am the church. Church is in the heart. Love is where you start. I am the church. And while Paul said women should be quiet, I never had no comeback for that. I didn't know what to say when he would say that. He'd take religion and use it against me. Okay, that showed her. It showed what it say. Because he didn't want to hear anything I had to say. I'm trying to tell him the right thing to do. Leave them women alone. You supposed to be married. Come over. Come on. What you doing? Stay in your lane. Stay in your lane. If you hadn't picked up my telephone, if you hadn't looked through, you wouldn't have seen them women. Stay in your lane. But I never had no comeback about what Paul said. Oh, there go this Holy Spirit again. Told me God gave you a mind and a mouth. Told you to grow. Told you to tell them, go tell the world also. Go tell it on the mountains, over the hills and everywhere. Down in the valley, up by the stream, up in the river, here on the scene. Tell them what God said. Greatness reached over oppression through wisdom. From 1 to 8 billion. From 1 to 8 billion. Sow love all over the world. Here we grow. Grow is here and grows by God's why grow is here. Grow is here and grows about God. That's why grow is here. My dear, the Holy Spirit is within us. He is risen. He is risen within us. The Holy Spirit is within us. I leave you the comforter. That's what he said. I go to be with the Father. But when he was here on this earth, he was one with God. When he was here on this earth, he was one with God, and so are we. We are one with God. We got to remove ourselves. Don't it say that in the word, in the Bible? Love. It said, remove yourself from wickedness and evildoers. Get away from them folks. Come on over here. You know, it's hard. But you got to keep inching your way and leave them people alone. And then, by you changing and they looking over there at you, you done changed. You're doing some different things. Well, wait a minute now. No, I know, but let me go. I want to go and see what you call it here, little JoJo, coming on up. Wait a minute, I'm still stuck down here. You know, I'm trying to branch off in the right direction, but my branches keep breaking and falling off. I can't just seem to get up, to come up. Many are called, but few are chosen, because they haven't chosen God. Many are called, but few are chosen. God only takes the best. We are the right down here with the left. Wonder why they gone. They leaving here. Ain't nobody coming back to save us. It's up to us to save us. If we won't change, we got to be the change. Then there go change. It's like I told him on the job, I got to have change. I can't work under him no more. See, this man trying to set me up for failure. He risking my life. I'm in this truck. He risking my life. He taking chances with me. I can't do this no more. So they switched me up, got me another supervisor. It's time to grow. I ain't got time to play games. Life is too short. I can't dilly-dally with him. I can't play. My religion, my faith, I say it like that, my faith, because it's not a religion. I'm on a spiritual journey, a journey of spiritual greatness. My faith is nothing to play with. You tell me you don't know if I'm going to make it back in time, God willing. Well, so far, I know God is willing, because all I got to do is grow. As I seek after God, God is seeking after me. I'm going to keep on that merry-go-round. I was on some other merry-go-round, spinning around in circles. Will it go round in circles? Yes, it will, if you let it. But I love this merry-go-round I'm on. I'm seeking after God, and God is seeking after me. And it's beautiful as can be. Because now the dream has come true. I'm a citizen of Africa and a citizen of America, African American. That's me for real, for real. And as I rise to lift the world, my eyes fall to the motherland, and she too shall rise. Just as when I was a little girl, not feeling complete, but growing up incomplete, and now I'm complete, because I know God got me. As I grow, as I rise, as I sowing the seeds of love as far as I can. 128 countries we in, growing. Greatness reached over oppression through wisdom. And what we gonna do? I know it's hard. Didn't nobody say it was gonna be easy? But ain't no testimony without the test. And you know what you got to do? Here come the rain. You know what you got to do? Keep on pushing. Dun, 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 dun. I know I can't sing it past that. We got to keep on pushing. And as you pushing, make a joyful noise. Hallelujah. I'm singing glory be to God. Pass me the side. I don't care who listening. Glory be to God. In all honor and all glory, I humbly present myself in the eyes of God. God lift me as I lift the world. God bless you, young man, young woman, young boy, young girl, all around the world. You're only as old as you feel. Age ain't nothing but a number, I was told. It don't matter. Just live this day, this new day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. God bless you as you grow.